On the website of Marcarelli, the Massachusetts-born singer-songwriter writes about something he calls quantum acoustics. Arelli says any quantum physicist worth his salt knows that the simple act of measuring something changes the very thing being measured. He's making the point that sometimes trying to capture the live sound of music on a recording can alter the very soul of the music. Fortunately for us, that didn't happen when Marcarelli stopped by our studio recently to play.
There's a junked out truck stuck in the mud down in the valley where the loop fields flood. Every spring when the river jumps its banks, and a few stubborn leaves clinging to the bow, about a wing on wheel, the whole deal's gone south. Only ones left, got no place else to go. Everything you ruin now.
Marcarelli grew up in Reading, Mass., went to college in Maine, and eventually earned a master's degree in evolutionary biology. So he's a folk singer who embraces a link between science and art, which we'll hear about in a moment. And he's playing tonight at Club Passim in Cambridge. This is his song, Everything in Ruin.
Frost on windows, fill a cream, and I could use a little wild card up my sleeve just in case. Old man winter calls my bluff.
That song had been kind of lying around in various scattered images over the years, just of living here in New England. The frost on windows, filigreed, and junked out truck, stuck in the mud down in the valley where the low fields flood. All that stuff was stuff that I'd seen living out in Western Mass, mainly at the time when I wrote all that stuff.
One of the things that shows up in your music are these references to nature and the outdoors. That seems to be a powerful theme running through a lot of your music.
Absolutely. It's something that I had gotten away from. I'd grown up playing in the woods, kind of thinking that I would be a biologist, and majored in biology in college and went on to get a master's in evolutionary biology. But at the same time, I kind of started getting more and more into music and thinking it was something that I would regret if I didn't try it full on. And that was, I guess, 13 years ago that I decided to try it as my job, and here I still am.
Now, what kind of music was playing in your house when you were a kid? I'm just trying to get a sense of the influences that overtook you.
Well, I mean, I started out with, Top 40 Radio and MTV, right from the Buggles hitting on the very first video. But I quickly got into, kind of classic rock in junior high. And then there was a radio station in Boston at the time, WBOS, that actually played people that I would consider to be my colleagues and friends. I heard Chris Smither on there one day, and also Bill Morrissey and Patty Larkin, and it completely changed my life. I'd never heard that kind of music done with just a voice and a guitar before, and after that, I delved into it more.
Well, I hear in your music, and I hope this is all right, I'm going to just tell you what I hear.
Sure, sure.
A little of Steve Earle, even
oh,
a little
great.
Bruce Springsteen, minus the E Street Band, maybe some Willie Nelson.
Oh, great. Yeah, those are all fantastic comparisons. I wouldn't shy away from any one of those.
Can you play another song for us?
Sure, yeah.
Tell us what you're going to play.
This is a song called Columbus, Ohio. And I mean no disrespect to the denizens of Columbus, Ohio by this song.
All right.
Here we go. Stranded on the outskirts of Columbus, Ohio, some motel next to a strip mall church with the neon burning cold. And it's raining soft and steady like it always does in movies. Now I'm good and drunk and ready, so let the credits roll.
And when I was a young man, I never dreamed it wouldn't last. All I wanted was tomorrow. Now I'm haunted by the past. Don't know where I'm going. All I know is I ain't coming back. I've had enough of Columbus, Ohio. If I had a ticket, I would gladly take a bus up to Eau Claire. I'd head south to Cincinnati if I knew a soul down there. But there's no currency in Kerouac, at least not since the 60s. Lord, have pity on a vagabond whose sails have all gone slack. And when I was a young man, I never dreamed it wouldn't last. All I wanted was tomorrow. Now I'm haunted by the past. Don't know where I'm going. All I know is I ain't coming back. I've had enough of Columbus, Ohio. I've had enough of Columbus, Ohio.
Really pretty.
Thanks.
Really, really, really nice. Really nice. Mark Arelli, talk about that song a little bit. I've had enough of Columbus, Ohio. Was that based on some experience?
You know, it's really funny. I wrote that song in a moderately nice hotel room after a wonderful gig in Columbus, Ohio. I really love playing out there. It was the case of a character, I guess, just kind of invading my brain while I had the guitar, you know, back at the hotel room. And I was just kind of listening to what he said and writing it down. And I remember looking at it going, you know, who is this guy? I'm very happy right now. But I just kind of tried to listen to that voice in my brain. And that had never happened to me before from like a character standpoint, just kind of taking me off guard like that. So I just tried to stay out of the way and get it down.
Now, so you went to college in Maine. You mentioned that you studied biology. Is that right?
I did, yep.
So what drove you away from that and toward music?
You know, towards the end of college, I'd just gotten kind of more and more notorious on campus for bringing folk music to campus. This is Bates College, and then playing it. And it just got to be to the point where I just couldn't deny it anymore. I felt like I just had to try it out. Mm. And my advisor at the time said, well, you're going to need a day job while you're starting out. And eventually got hooked up with the evolutionary biology department out at UMass Amherst and kind of did both folk music and my master's for a couple of years there.
Now, is there any link between sort of the natural sciences and the music you play in any way? Or
absolutely. It's the same thing. Yeah. It really is.
Really?
The same exact skills that I used as a biologist and as a scientist, I use in writing a song. I mean, I think people's perception of science is that it's all very black and white, and you hear a lot in the news about, you know, things being proved, you know, and nothing's ever proved. It's much grayer than that, and there's just a lot of creativity and hard work and observation.
And you also just released your first bootleg album, right? 4210, it's called?
Yeah. No one was bootlegging me, so I decided to do it myself. it's basically a soundboard recording from a show at Passim that was celebrating the release of my most recent studio record, Little Vigils. So it was myself and Zach Hickman, the bassist and producer. We just decided to kind of go for it.
Let's listen to one of the tracks from 4210. It's called Baltimore.
Well, it's an 8-hour drive up to Somerville. To Somerville. To Somerville. I got a big cup of coffee and a bottle of little white pills. Little white pills. Little white pills. I turn the radio off 'cause I just wanna hear the sound. someone's voice, someone's voice.
I love hearing about Somerville. That's my hometown. And we don't like to do a week of Radio Boston without at least one reference to Somerville.
I used to live there myself. It's a fine city.
Great song. Do you want to tell me a little bit about that?
I have done that drive from Baltimore to here. Tried to shave off some time along the way, but I had a bit more of a sorry character in mind than I'd like to think of myself when I was writing that.
Let's go out on something. Do you want to suggest something to go out on?
What about like Basement Days or something like
basement
that from Little Vigils?
All right. Let's go out on Basement Days from Little Vigils by Mark Corelli. Thanks so much for coming in, Mark.
Thanks for having me.
Appreciate it.
Timmy played bass and his brother had a Mexican strap. I was on drums and couldn't find the one, but I only sang a little flat.
Mark Corelli's latest CD is Little Vigils. He's performing tonight at Club Passim in Cambridge. You can also see a video of Mark performing here in our studios at RadioBoston.org.
Tomorrow on Radio Boston, the flip side of feminism. Phyllis Schlafly's niece, Suzanne Vanker, joins us to talk about what she says conservative women know and men can't say. That's tomorrow on Radio Boston.
Radio Boston is a production of WBUR with regular contributions from The Angle at boston.com. I'm Anthony Brooks.
And I'm Meghna Chakrabarty. Join us again tomorrow for more Radio Boston.